On page 334, we begin the chapter titled Miracles, Part 1. Greetings again. I am Yeshua. I have come this day to further with you my discussion of A Course in Miracles. I entitled it all, A Course in Miracles. We have spoken of many things thus far, but not yet have I spoken to you directly of miracles. The section in your workbook may now be entitled, What is a Miracle? So I would speak to you now, seemingly at long last, of miracles. Miracles in heaven do not exist. Miracles are a thing of this world. Miracles do not exist in heaven because they are totally unnecessary. In heaven there is only freedom. Everything is one. All beings totally give love without need and receive love in joy without need to do so. In heaven there is total acceptance and the perfect absence of fear. The only thing that makes a miracle necessary at all is your fear. And fortunately for all of us, fear is not real. Fear is a creation of this world, its separation, its time, its space, and its isolated bodies. All of it is founded upon, has its structure in, and ultimately is composed of, fear itself. So, in a word, a miracle is what you experience in the absence of fear. Sounds simple, does it not? However, fear is the building block of this entire world. Fear is the building block of all the structure you see in space and time. Fear is the building block of your body. Fear is the building block of your brain and the thoughts it seems to think. And if for one instant you could merely let go of all that, what you would experience, the world would not understand. And the world would say, it's a miracle. Miracles are what I have been speaking of ever since the beginning of this course and these tapes. I have spoken to you over and over again of love and its freedom, the absence of guilt, the absence of sin, and the absence of separation. I have spoken to you of the beauty you will discover in all of existence when you no longer experience those things which are ultimately only fear. Now I say to you, that is a miracle, and that is all. It is absolutely certain, whether you know it or not, or believe it or not, that every single thing to the last detail in your life is created by you, desired by you, valued by you, clearly chosen by you. And in your freedom, when you choose to let go of fear, your life will truly seem to be turned upside down, and the world will call it a miracle. What really happens then when the world perceives a miracle? What happens is that for one holy instant, and one instant is all it takes, what happens is that for one instant you experience throughout your being, in every aspect of your thinking, in every hidden corner of your mind, wholeness. This means you experience the absence of the past. This means that for that instant you stand clear and shining and pure as the Son of God, without sin, without guilt. It means that for one instant you see yourself as spirit, spirit only, freer than the wind. And in that instant, when you truly perceive what you are, anything you imagine shall seem to be. Its form shall literally appear in this world before your eyes, and before the eyes of others. And the world will again say, "A miracle." In that moment in which you truly perceive yourself, it must be, hear me well, with no exception, that you see all your brothers in exactly the same light. And truly, light it is. For you are beings of light, not darkness. As you see yourself with true perception, you shall see all brothers with true perception. In that moment, the moment of the miracle, you will simply be aware, more fully aware than you have ever been, more fully aware than you can even now imagine. You shall be aware of the oneness that links you and me, each brother, all beings, all of creation and God, into one harmonious whole. In that moment, you will not be able to sit isolated and to think, to decide at the level of your brain what it is you wish to have happen. Hear me well. If you think, notice the word think, you shall be able to evolve or grow to or reach a state in which you can imagine yourself still isolated and yet decide what miracles you would have. If you imagine thusly, you will fail, for miracles cannot happen in that context. I said when I walked this earth, it is not I who do these works, but the Father working through me. And that is the way it was. The Father is the awareness, without fear, of God itself, of the Holy Spirit, and of the oneness we share. And in the moment of the miracle, you merely know what to do, what to say, what to be, and what to feel. Hear me well again. You do not decide out of your thinking to perform a miracle, for it will not happen. Miracles arise out of letting go of your fear, out of releasing all the blocks which are really just the fear in disguise. Do not be dismayed by my comments. It may be difficult for you to comprehend. You do not lose your existence when you move to the state without fear. Though you cannot comprehend it now, there exists individuality and choice within creation. But with these words, which are based on brains and thoughts and bodies, truly I cannot explain how that shall be. Be content, if you will, to hear the words, and do not be dismayed. Your surrender to oneness with God and all of life, your surrender to the absence of fear, is the end result that shall release you from all that binds you to this earth. When those bonds are released, you will be free to walk this earth in certainty and in true perception, and it shall seem that miracles indeed follow you. In that one instant, and that is all it takes, in which you are totally free of fear, you shall be transformed and never again be the same. Your brothers will not be able not to sense that there is a truth about you, and that truth, understood or not, will echo through their beings as well as your own. You shall be, in that instant, an example to all the world. You shall see the world differently, and for you the world shall be different. That is the manner in which you are the Savior of the world. Therefore, your only goal is to accept the atonement for yourself. Of that we have spoken before. We shall speak further of miracles, but for now, hear me well. Miracles exist in this world. A miracle arises out of the instant in which you simply let go of your fears. And you let go of your fears when, with certainty, you experience the realization that you are safe, totally safe, and completely free. You are totally safe because nothing whatsoever in this world can affect or change the truth of what you are. Miracles arise out of an instant in which you realize that time only seems to be that which determines what you are. It brings to you what you call the past, but the past is not what you are and has not made you what you are. In the instant when you perceive that truth, you shall stand fresh and clean and alive. Welling up within your being shall come the realization that you are indeed safe, and that you are indeed free. The world shall see the glow around your being, the light in your eyes, and the peace that permeates all that you are. And the world will say, "It's a miracle." And indeed a miracle it will be, for you at last shall be free. Blessings upon you all. That is all.